Tom Fortino joins us now. Tom, I hope you've been enjoying my commentary about tipping.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I don't know why there's just so much pressure involved with tipping, but it's a tough one on so many levels. There's a lot of layers to this whole tipping thing, but wouldn't a kind word just do enough? I don't know.
You know what? I mean, in the case I just outlined, I think that would suffice. If I'm paying $6 for a bottle of water and all you're doing is scanning my credit card, that wasn't a tippable interaction. But I think, hey, thank you, have a nice day, look them in the eye, appreciate that they're helping you with this exchange. Mm-hmm. That works for me. Sometimes I think that'd be worth more than a buck.
I'd like to think so.
Tom, what about the markets today? Where are we right now on the eve of Thursday?
Well, it's always something. We've had this conversation. It seems like deja vu all over again, where we keep saying, okay, what's that next data point? What's the next data point? And now we're looking at CPI. And so it gets a little frustrating because these markets have kind of been going back and forth. And certainly today, I don't think we're going to see many big moves until we see the CPI, of course, is a big number that we're waiting on. We've kind of made it through the earnings season. There's still a few left to come out and announce. But, a lot of things, if we've kind of gotten over these things, there's been at least, there's been arguments on the earnings side, but most companies, I think close to 80% have beat expectations. But, there's always that next shoe to drop. So I don't think much is going to happen today in the market.
You're talking about consumer prices. I'm thinking, though, about the debt ceiling. Are you optimistic that Kevin McCarthy and Joe Biden are going to figure this out?
Well, I do. I think they're going to figure something out, even if there may be a 2 week, 1 month stopgap thing to say, okay, let's continue this discussion and we'll let it roll for a few months. I think ultimately it's going to get resolved. There's not going to be a default on the debt. There's enough income coming in to take care of it. I mean, revenue does not stop coming into the government. So I think over close to $350 billion a month that comes into their coffers through all the taxes and payments that come in. So that's not an issue as far as having the revenue. It's just a matter of actually paying it. And so I think it's going to get resolved, but something needs to get done. Something needs to get done.
I don't know how this makes news, but the New York Fed president, a different John Williams, said it's going to, quote unquote, take time to retreat down to 2%. On interest rates, and of course it's going to take time. I'm less interested in the 2% goal. You and I have had this conversation before than where we are right now. Do you think a quarter point is appropriate at the next meeting?
I don't think that's going to have an impact one way or the other. I think ultimately there's consensus, close to consensus that, this is going to start to taper off, or at least there's going to be a pause. And we'll see over the next couple months, because I think the discussion has been, while this readings may kind of stay flat at around 5%, which was the last reading, it may even go up to 5.1. The next couple months, as some of these months drop off year over year, we're going to see a CPI come down maybe into the 3.5-4% range. So then we're going to, then the attitude is from that, at least, is we're probably going to see, like I said, a pause in any interest rates, which can bode well for the market.
Yeah. What about the markets, Tom? Do you think that, things have changed a little bit since maybe you and I talked much about this.
Mm-hmm.
We've had some bank failures. We've had that maybe are going to do the Fed some favors here. But what do you think about the market's performance for the rest of this year?
Well, that's always a tough one because
I don't like that question either. You don't have to answer that, but I mean, I'm thinking about people's life savings, their retirement hopes and dreams.
No, I mean, that's, really, it always comes back to, okay, so what do I do now with this information, right? Great. Okay. We're seeing things happening with, in this economy. Whether it's inflation is ebbing, we're starting to see some things cool. And then we have, on the other hand, these other issues. What do we do as an investor? And I would just say, and again, we've had this discussion before, I've quoted Eugene Fama on this, we need to be careful about, really really going in and making a bunch of moves, right? I mean, if you look at last year, technology is one of the best performing, right neck and neck with communications. It was the best performing sector. Last year, it was the worst performing. Value was positive last year. Growth got clobbered. Growth is the better performing sector. By far, it's outperforming value. So you just even the, you know, you can see over just in any period of time how this, you can really be your own worst enemy. So really it comes back to one thing. You have an investment plan, one that meets your risk tolerance and investment objectives, and you stick with it. You can make minor adjustments. And certainly in this market, if you want to say, okay, I'm going to be a little defensive, I'm going to raise 10% cash, at least you're going to get 4 to 5% for it, but be very careful. It's again, having a plan, sticking to it. That's typically where you're going to be successful in this market.
Okay, what do you make of this blanket statement then? Right now would be a good time to up your risk tolerance. That is, take on more risk in the markets because the markets are relatively down and there's more upside in the next X number of years.
Well, again, I would be very careful in that. I mean, if you look over the last 2 years, the market is actually flat over a two-year period. I know maybe some people would be surprised. In fact, it may be down if you look at just the S&P over the last 2 years.
But that's my point. That's my point, that we're down right now. And if you're even moderately optimistic, there's some upside here. This would be a good time to be, you want to get in when the market's, look, Tom, I'm market timing. You want to get in now, don't you?
I wouldn't necessarily say that. If you want to be strategic on a piece of it, I'm all for that. Being tactical, say I'm going to take a portion of my investments. Again, it always comes back to being disciplined in your approach. So if you say I'll take a 5%, position in certain different stocks, individual stocks that I think are going to do well in this market. I'm all for that. And I think it's good because I think, it gets you more involved, more engaged, and hopefully is going to help you, stay on top of your investment plan. That's about as far as I would take it, I think.
What's the best email address for you? I know that you and Elise link on Sundays when you have a whole hour to talk about these things. We'll sometimes take somebody's life situation that they describe and then you guys kind of break it down. If they wanted to reach out to you, how should they do that, Tom?
Well, they can always go to alphawealthgroup.com. That's our website, and access me through there. That's usually the best place, alphawealthgroup.com, or they can email me directly at tfortino@alphawealthgroup.com.
That's Tom Fortino. He's the founder and principal there. He and Elise Glink do stuff like this Sunday mornings at 7 on WGN. Okay, Tom, we'll talk again. Thanks for your thoughts.
Thanks a lot, John. Take care.
You betcha. We'll be listening. Oh, and by the way, I should mention this too. Alpha Wealth Group is going to be one of the sponsors for our City Kids Camp fundraiser. I'm so excited and happy to hear about this. That is the participation we're getting. Republic Bank of Chicago, Alpha Wealth Group, and Jewel have made donations to make this summer unforgettable for a bunch of kids in Chicago. Our City Kids Camp Day on WGN is going to be June 8th at 1:45 to about 3 o'clock. Lisa Dent and I are going to raise some money to send kids to camp. And Tom is very much a part of that. We appreciate it.